This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission urges responsible use of technology ahead of House of Representatives election, asks media not to publish opinion polls before election. Major festival of Sherpa community Gyalbo Losar being observed today, head of state extends best wishes to all celebrating. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs concerned authorities to complete the National Pride Project Tarai Madhes fast track at the earliest. And Iran says guiding principles agreed with the US at nuclear talks. Now the news in detail. With 15 days remaining for the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has urged all stakeholders not to misuse technology in ways that could undermine the fairness and integrity of the upcoming elections. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has called on media outlets, content creators and social media users to refrain from spreading fake information and AI-generated content that may create confusion or mislead voters. Bhandari stressed that elections must be conducted in a dignified and credible manner. He also urged media houses not to conduct or publish opinion polls and election survey results before voting takes place. The commission has taken serious note of instances where some media outlets have reported poll surveys and predicted election outcomes before the election. According to the commission, such practices can discourage candidates, mislead voters and disrupt the competitive environment, violating the Election Code of Conduct 2082. Meanwhile, printing of all ballot papers for the March 5 polls has been completed. Yadunath Paudel, the managing director of Chanak Education Material Center Limited, said a total of 20.3 million ballot papers under the first-past-the-post system will be packaged and dispatched to the provinces over the next 10 days. The Gyalbo Losar festival is being celebrated across the country today, marking the new year of the Mahayana Buddhist and Sherpa communities. Various cultural programs and traditional rituals are underway as the communities welcome the new year with joy and festivity. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudel, Vice President Ramshahaya Prasad Yadav, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal have expressed best wishes to everyone home and abroad celebrating Gyalbo Losar today. Meanwhile, President Paudel has urged everyone to make the upcoming House of Representatives election successful. Addressing a program organized at Sheetal Niwas, the office of the President, yesterday, on the occasion of the 2153rd Gyalbo Losar, hosted by the Nepal Sherpa Association, the President said elections are the best means of obtaining and endorsing the citizens' mandate in a democracy. On the occasion, the head of the state also applauded the role of the Sherpa community in enhancing the prestige of Nepal and Nepali globally. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has directed the authorities concerned to move forward with an alternative plan, keeping in mind the dispute over Kokana, the departure point of the Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track. In regards to the concerns raised by the local community about the impact on religious and cultural heritage in Kokana, Lalitpur, Prime Minister Karki suggested moving forward with an alternative plan during a discussion held at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers yesterday. The Prime Minister urged to revise the detailed project report, DPR, and then fix the starting point from wherever an agreement can be reached if Kokana cannot be the starting point. She stressed on operating the project at least up to the point where the work has been completed. Earlier, Prime Minister Karki had also inspected the under-construction fast track. Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sharma called on the newly elected Prime Minister of Bangladesh Tariq Rahman yesterday evening to extend congratulations on his election victory. Minister Sharma delivered a message from Prime Minister Sushila Karki expressing her desire to strengthen Nepal-Bangladesh ties based on mutual respect and partnership. He also commended the successful conduct of Bangladesh national elections and the smooth democratic transition. Prime Minister Rahman welcomed the visit and also conveyed best wishes for upcoming parliamentary elections in Nepal. During his visit, Minister Sharma attended the oath-taking ceremony of the Bangladeshi Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The government has launched a nationwide operation to arrest escaped prisoners and recover stolen firearms following the September 8-9 Gen Z protest. Over 14,500 inmates escaped during the unrest, with more than 4,400 still at large, including around 600 foreign nationals. Authorities suspect some may have fled to India, and coordination with neighboring countries and Interpol is underway. Around 1,276 firearms were looted or lost during the protest, with over 760 recovered so far. Ahead of the elections, licensed gun owners were ordered to deposit their weapons, but compliance has been low, raising security concerns. The National Examinations Board has announced that the Grade 12 examinations will begin on April 27. According to Controller of Examinations Krishna Sharma, the schedule for upgrading and examinations under the general, old and technical streams has been published. The board has clarified that no re-examinations will be held for students who fail to appear on the scheduled dates. Around 360,000 students are appearing in this year's Grade 12 examinations as regular candidates. Nepal and India have signed an agreement on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters to enhance cooperation in investigations, prosecutions and judicial proceedings, including the collection and exchange of evidence. The agreement was signed by Nepal's Joint Secretary Binod Kumar Bhattrai and India's Ambassador Naveen Srivastava following cabinet endorsement in October 2025. The Chief of Staff of the British Field Army, Major General Carl Boswell, has praised that the Nepali Army as a world-renowned military institution. Speaking at a function marking the 263rd Nepali Army Day at the Nepali Embassy in London, Boswell highlighted the Army's proud history and global reputation, noting that Nepali peacekeepers have earned international acclaim for their discipline, compassion and contributions to UN missions. Also in the program, Charge the Affairs Bipin Duvedi lauded the Nepali Army's achievements and its leadership role in international military activities. Now a sports news update. Nepal ended their T20 World Cup campaign on a high note with an impressive victory over Scotland national cricket team. After winning the toss and choosing to field, Nepal restricted Scotland to 171 runs. The victory marks a positive end to Nepal's T20 World Cup journey, with the morale-boosting performance highlighting the team's resilience and batting depth against a competitive Scottish side. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Iran and the United States say they have reached an understanding on the main principles of a potential nuclear agreement following indirect talks in Geneva. According to the BBC, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi described the discussions as serious and productive, saying progress was made though several issues remain unresolved. The US also called the talks a step forward, while Omani Foreign Minister Badr Al-Busaidi said the meeting advanced discussions on common goals and technical issues. The negotiations focused on Iran's nuclear program and the possible lifting of U.S. economic sanctions. The talks come amid regional tensions, with the U.S. increasing its military presence in the Middle East and Iran conducting drills in the Strait of Hormuz. Both sides stressed that further negotiations are needed to resolve outstanding issues and move toward a possible agreement. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy in some places of the Tarai region during the morning today. Generally, cloudy conditions will prevail over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces, whereas partly cloudy conditions will occur over the Tarai region of Lumini province, including Sudur Paschim province, as well as the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. The weather will remain mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country today. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission urges responsible use of technology ahead of House of Representative election. Asked media not to publish opinion polls before election. Mesa Festival of Sherpa community Galbo Losar being observed today. Head of State extends best wishes to all celebrating. Prime Minister Sushila Karki directs concerned authorities to complete the National Pride Project Tarai Madhes Fast Track at the earliest. And Iran says guiding principles agreed with US at nuclear talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.